Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tuesday afternoon, another beautiful, beautiful day in St. Louis as we get closer to our 97.1 FM Talk birthday party, which is coming up on Thursday. 25 years in the St. Louis market. All started back, well, it was last Thursday, 25 years ago, but here we go with the official party. Now, the VIP tickets are all sold out, but if you go to our website, 97.1talk.com, you'll see the link for the party, and all you have to do is RSVP. There's a link. You press boom. I'm going to do it right now and see if it works. Otherwise, I'll be lying to the audience. We wouldn't want that to happen this afternoon, would we? And
no.
You just have to enter a little information for RSVP. So it's at Lit Cigar Lounge, which is on the outer road where the factory is and Topgolf out there near Boone's Crossing. So you would basically get off at Boone's Crossing. And Mark will be there with me, kind of co-anchoring Annie. We have the entire crew from 97.1 FM Talk. I think Ethan is coming out as well, which is good. It's presented by Rhino Shield and U.S. Men's Medical Center. But on that link that I just mentioned, it says RSVP General Admission. And all you have to do there is press on the link and then, you know, register. We'll have music there from Pretty Weeds, sandwiches made to order by Napoli. You can celebrate 25 years of 97.1 FM Talk with the station and everyone that makes it happen. We have great, great audience response to all these things. I can't wait to see who's there on Thursday, because every time that we go out, either it's a fish fry or something like that, we have, it blows me away, Fred. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I've said this before.
It'll
I've been around radio promotions for a long time, and these are impressive folks, the listeners, because they're educated, they're very passionate, and they're very loyal. All right, a couple things I wanted to talk about. Didn't we just have a conversation about golf carts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Related to
Sue's
News, or was it something else that came up?
No. You were talking about someone in the city who had stolen like six or seven.
Oh, yeah, that was yesterday. Okay. See, Fred, I can't remember what happened 24 hours ago. That was the story 24 hours ago. That was the story that was in the Post about this guy that was basically collecting golf carts and he was going to, you know, sell them, and then they arrested the guy. But we were talking just because they have become rather fashionable in neighborhoods just to zip around. I got a couple in my neighborhood. You're going up and down the block with the kids or something like that. If you do live near a road that can get you to a store or something like that, people do go out on the roads, which is why this story kind of comes along. This is from CBS News, and it starts this way. For someone with zero interest in golf, Kathy Cockensparger sure loves her golf cart. She bought it as a family cruiser and drives around town almost daily, but says that safety is paramount. This is in Michigan, by the way. This is in St. John's, Michigan. There's 8,000 people there. But apparently, they're basically saying that golf carts are side by side with all the other traffic, which is presenting some difficulties. So they're trying to put restrictions on the roads that the carts can be driven on, because they say that they have 8,000 people live in this place, St. John's, Michigan. They have 2,000 golf carts used primarily for transportation. And this really jumped out. Michael,
as opposed to, oh, golf. I got
yeah,
it.
As opposed yeah, to okay. golf. Yeah. All right, so this is what I was going to illustrate here. This is crazy. So the guy who owns the business, who's selling the golf carts, Michael Fagan is his name. What percentage of golfers represent his customer base? How high would that percentage be?
I'm saying, what I'm do you say, Fred?
I'll say 40%.
Oh, I would say 20.
5%.
Wow. Oh, my
gosh. He says the big seller is lifestyle. He goes, and now here's the, so I haven't seen this yet, but this is going to give some people ideas. There are people that are putting, he says his company does this, they put snow plows on them, salt spreaders.
Oh.
And he says, you know, people are looking at me goofy when I say that, but we probably sell 15 to 20 snow plows a year. That kind of makes sense to me, right?
Wow.
You put a blade on the front of one of those things. But what they're doing in St. John's, Michigan, is they're trying to, you know, figure out how to keep people safe, because one guy's quoted as saying, if a cart hits a car, the golf cart is going to lose, which is true. They also just started inspecting golf carts, similar to cars, for working turn signals and horns. Drivers do have to be 18 years old. They have to have a valid driver's license. But you know, it's kind of interesting the way that these things have taken off. Every time I'm at like an outdoor show or something like that, they always feature golf carts because they become a part of people's lifestyle.
You know, I got addicted to golf cart use. Like in Florida, we had a vacation in Delray Beach, and there was one, you know, at our condo, and we just drove it all over this very small town. But it got us everywhere, and it was great.
Well, that's what we do when we're in Captiva. My friend Tim McGowan has several golf carts, and we're able to use one. And Alexa may or may not be allowed to drive illegally, but we just we're right there on Captiva. We just go right into where the restaurants are, and it's like 3 minutes on the golf cart. It's awesome.
Well, I think part of it, though, is that thing that they let kids drive and all kinds of stuff. And if you're in a bad traffic situation, that's not good.
Right, no.
But wow, I saw a fancy one the other day. I was going to Kirkwood. I mean, this thing was like up. It had tires, huge tires.
It's crazy.
I mean, people are spending big bucks on this stuff.
I think you're talking $20,000 to $30,000 on some of these
things. Oh, my gosh.
Last time I was in Florida, I was in Lakeland, and I did some dog sitting for friends. And they had a golf cart on their golf course.
Yeah.
And we would take the dogs for rides around the subdivision.
Yeah.
Although I was always afraid of the dogs falling out. So use a tie to keep them in. The dogs are probably like, you fool.
Yeah.
We're not going to fall out.
They're fine with it, right?
But it was fun.
Well,
yeah.
you're gonna see more and more of them out there. Just don't steal them like that dude got arrested for. Or you might get a good deal on those if they,
that's a good point.
Keep those into police custody. All right, so you tell me if, like, I'm a pretty simple dining person. I like good food. I like fine food. But when they ask you what kind of water you want, I'm like, that tap is fine.
Yeah.
I don't really care. So in the Wall Street Journal, they have this story, and this starts with a woman named Magdalena Kelly, who was browsing drinks at a Michelin-starred restaurant in New York, wondering might pair well with the $175 steak that she was going to share with three friends. The server recommended something smooth and full-bodied. It was an $11 bottle of still water from the East Coast.
Oh, my gosh.
Unlike most people who are drawn to higher-end restaurants for the food, no, why would you want to do that? Callie went to Gwen over the summer specifically to check out the L.A. Oh, I thought it was in New York. It's L.A. The Hotspot's water menu. Part of a small but growing contingent interested in the rarefied world of fine water.
That is hilarious.
This woman who is quoted in here, and she loves Evian. I'm absolutely obsessed with the taste and the texture. You ever think that water had texture?
Well, I mean, you can get still or sparkling, depending on where you are.
Is that what
they mean?
Callie says that she tried a $12 Georgian sparkling water. Borjomi, described on the menu as salty and complex.
Oh.
The salinity, she said, helped highlight the differences between the various waters she's tried. It was fascinating to see that the water with the lighter mineral content paired nicely with her appetizer.
That is hilarious. But now, that being said, We got a refrigerator in this house that has a beverage center, and it has some kind of filter on it, and it has a thing that lets me put sliced fruit in it to make spa water, and I love it.
Okay.
So you can taste a little difference, but $11 or $12, I mean, can I taste the saltiness? I guess.
They have a water sommelier at Wen's in L.A.
That's where the line is.
Martin Reese says that the restaurant makes as much as $100,000 a year just in water sales. And this is funny, too. So if you go to this place, they have a detailed book with lengthy descriptions of each water's origin and a flavor profile. Of water.
Oh my
God. It includes bottles from as far away as Australia and Armenia. Most costs between $11 and $13. And then they point out in the story, it also offers tap water, priced at zero. Served by the glass, the Los Angeles tap water has more minerals and electrolytes dissolved than most purified bottled waters, the menu notes. Just like our water here in St. Louis. We have good quality water,
right?
We have
great water.
But that, I thought, are you kidding me? 11 bucks for just a glass of water
is a genius.
Yeah, and if you're the elitist that thinks you need fancy water, I think you got bigger.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Problems. You know, I love the Free Press, the FP.com, Barry Weiss's organization. Jessica Kotescu, who is a Washington Free Beacon reporter, has been working on stories about the crackdown on fentanyl coming across the border. I thought that that was in the Free Press, though. Was it not, Fred? Maybe I was confused.
Yeah, I think maybe she does both.
Yeah, I think she does, too. But anyway, good reporting there. She'll be on here in a few minutes. We got David Strom from HotAir.com in the 5 o'clock hour, and then Mark Gelman with the Gelman team. A little real estate update. We'd like to do that every once in a while. Let's do this here this afternoon on a Tuesday afternoon edition.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
I'll tell you what, happy National Apple Day.
Ooh.
What's your favorite apple, Fred?
Right now, it was, I can't think what it was, but it's cosmic right now.
Oh, interesting.
Cosmic apples.
I like a Fuji and or an Envy.
Or a Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp, interesting.
One.
What are yours, Mark?
I like a Fuji and a Honeycrisp.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Try the
Honeycrisp doesn't, at one point those things were so expensive, but they don't seem to be as expensive as they used to be.
They're everywhere now.
Yeah, right.
Try an Envy, it's sweet.
What's that? Apple still?
Yeah, it's red.
Yeah.
Red. Okay. I think you might like it. It's also National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, which sounds really good to me. And here's something important. It's National Reptile Awareness Day. Huh? Yeah, be aware of reptiles. And it's Back to the Future Day. In celebration that it's because of the movie, which, by the way, came out in 1989. But listen to this. Casio is re-releasing the calculator watch that Marty McFly wore in Back to the Future 2. And you can go online and pre-order them today. And they've got close-ups. And sure enough, there's these tiny little buttons you could do a calculator on his watch. Because that was 2015. And then Doc went up forward to get him and bring him back. But that's what you can do from Casio. I just thought that was kind of cute.
In other news, Casio is still a company, which is, I think, the entire point of the promotion.
Oh, my gosh. That is 100% accurate. On this day in history, 146 years ago, in 1879, Thomas Edison turned on the first working light bulb in Menlo Park, New Jersey. It shined for 40 hours. It just freaks me out that that's how far back the light bulb goes. It's the 1879, and that's one of those things, of course, that changed the world. That and air flight. And 107 years ago today, it's 1918. I wanted you to think back. Think of yourself in typing class, right? Okay. Did you do that, Fred? Did you have typing class? Oh, we had the Selectrix.
Right. I had typing class.
Okay.
You wanted to always hit 90 words
a minute. I had typing class. I think I had typing class with Chip Carey. I think that was one of the classes.
No, you did not. Yeah, no, okay, that's hysterical.
And then Red Berenson's daughter, Sandy.
Oh,
remember Red Berenson was the coach
gosh.
Of the Blues? And this is, I don't know, it's weird I remember those things, but I do.
I had Jeff Etter in my class, and he was just Jeff Etter from Kirkwood.
But you remember, though.
I'm
you remember
saying,
that.
Yes. Now, this was 107 years ago. In 1918, Margaret Owen of New York City set a typing speed record. Now, this was on a manual typewriter. 170 words per minute with no errors. How is that
Very
possible?
Good.
You'd have to be... I mean, I thought I did well one time.
I don't think I could
50.
Do that on a computer right now.
Right!
Yeah, I always thought like 95 was amazing.
Did you get 95?
I was pretty good.
Oh my gosh, Fred. Oh, we could time you. Let's see if we can get Fred to type 95 a minute. That's impressive.
All right, so do you consider yourself, like, I think I'm a pretty good typer.
I'm pretty all right.
I had to become one because I used to write a lot of news copy. And when you're writing news copy, you got to do it fast.
Yeah.
So I became very good at typing. Fred, you consider yourself a good
I'm
typer?
I'm better as a typist than I am a texter.
Okay.
Well, that's fair.
I'm not very good at
we
that.
Might have a contest on that. Maybe Jane can time us. I don't even remember how you... Do you just say it's like 1 minute and type all you can and then they look at the errors?
I don't
know. They subtract for
We'd have to type like the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true,
like
too.
Like the lazy brown fox jumped over the...
Right.
I like sampling food a lot better.
Me too.
Than typewriter.
Yeah, right.
And 22 years ago today, in 2003, a guy named Kirk Jones became the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls without safety devices. Nothing. He just went... Whoosh. And, of course, he was charged with illegally performing a stunt. This is not recommended for the kids. Okay, now, a new analysis looked into airlines with the worst customer satisfaction worldwide. Mark, which was the one you couldn't stand?
The airline?
Yeah.
Lufthansa.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That
and
includes...
Somebody else just came back on Lufthansa, and I asked them, like, yeah, terrible. Jane. It was Jane.
It was Jane. All right, let's see if it's on the list. This includes complaints... For cancellations, delays, lost baggage, safety, poor customer service, poor traveling. They crunched the numbers and put out a dissatisfaction index of the world's most disliked airlines. All right, number 10 was British Airways. Number 9 is Wizz Air. How is that a thing? W-I-Z-Z? Number 8, Scandinavian Airlines, Aeromexico, Air Asia, Ryanair, Air France. Here are the top 3. Least customer, this is worst customer satisfaction.
Okay.
Number 3 is United. Number 2 is Frontier. And number 1 is American. No mention of Spirit. So
those top choices do not surprise me at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, American doesn't surprise me.
By the way, on that front, have you seen... Maybe I talked about this right, but have you seen the marketing they're doing for the Southwest? You know, you get
home. No, yeah. What is it?
That's
what
crazy.
No.
It's interesting because they're running ads that are almost kind of mocking themselves. They're doing it in a comedic way to show you that they're changing their seating policy, but it's a bit of a goofy type of campaign.
Wait. Like the people are excited that it's changing, that they can now order their
seats
ahead of time.
Wait, is it with tongue in cheek?
Well, I don't think so, but there's a bit of a comedic tone, wouldn't you say, Fred?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. But it's a unique approach, and they've been doing it here for about a month.
Especially during baseball playoffs.
Yeah, I've seen it during sports, right.
Just in case people are traveling. Well, I'm going to stick with my travel theme. There's a travel report from Google that found the best prices for Thanksgiving plane tickets tend to be 35 days before you want to travel. So that is now. If you are going to travel for Thanksgiving, go ahead and make that reservation today. Thanksgiving is 37 days off. You're probably not looking to fly on the day itself. So go ahead and see what you can do. Now, the good news is you can still get a decent price up to 24 days before you fly. So if you do need to wait another week or two, you're probably okay. Bad news is those might not be the only tickets you're buying in the next few weeks. And if you want to buy for Christmas, that's 51 days out. And then I read that and thought, it's 51 days out till Christmas.
By the way,
holy cow.
Guess what was on my home after I left with the dog? I told you the dog story. When I got back, guess what was on my house?
The Christmas lights?
Christmas lights were up today.
Oh, my gosh. How far are you going to wait? How long?
You know what I did? I used to have this rule. It was a very important rule to me. Don't put those things on before Thanksgiving, right, if they're on your house. But I flipped them on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I felt like the Christmas spirit was warranted last year. So I'll probably flip them on that Monday, the Sunday or Monday before Thanksgiving.
I think
that's acceptable,
that
isn't
it? Wait, the Monday before Thanksgiving?
Yes, Thanksgiving is a Thursday.
All right.
So that's all I'm doing is like 3 or 4 days past the universal rule that I used to want to enforce upon people. Look, my positions, like anything else, have evolved over the years. I'm a kinder, gentler Mark Reardon when it comes to the holidays.
Fred, do you put any up?
We have like one simple strand.
Well, that's fine. When do you do that? The Monday before Thanksgiving?
The Monday before Christmas.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. But now, you know, the reason I brought this up yesterday is because last year was the opposite. I was the only house that had them on in October before Thanksgiving. Nobody else in the neighborhood, the other companies didn't do it. It was the opposite. Now, 80% of the houses in the neighborhood, probably pretty much the ones that are getting lights, they all have lights already.
You say you're a trendsetter. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue, for recognizing that.
Is it because of your green lawn?
It might be. Okay. By the way, apparently the people who lived in our house before us were big decorators for Christmas. So,
expectations.
Yeah, there's some expectation there. I'm not sure how well that's going to be met. Just going to throw that out there.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Why do you hate Christmas, Sue?
I don't hate Christmas. Okay, all right. I just, did a passenger plane get hit by space junk over Utah last week? That is what people are pondering. The answer is maybe. Okay, here's what happened. There was a United flight from Denver to L.A., and it had to make a 90-degree turn and land in Salt Lake City on Thursday morning because something happened to its windshield. One of the three layers on the right side shattered, and bits of broken glass got all over the cockpit. Somebody got their hands on photos. One of the pilots actually had cuts on his arm. And I thought, what? So they're saying, well, we're not sure what it is, but it could be space debris. Apparently, the FAA says the odds of space debris hitting your plane and killing you are around 1 in a trillion. But there could be a little something that comes at such a speed that it breaks the outer layer. None of this is reassuring.
No.
You know?
I just after this year.
Safe flight repairs, safe flight replacement.
No, thank you, Fred.
Thanks. But you've got to land the plane. All right. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Michael Keaton's real name, can you name it? Mark Reardon.
I can't. I cannot.
No.
Michael Douglas.
Ah!
He picked Keaton as his stage name because there was already a Michael Douglas, and he kind of liked the way Diane Keaton's name sounded.
Oh.
So he put them together. But Keaton was a stage name for Diane. Her real name is Diane Hall, or was Diane Hall. Keaton was her mother's maiden name,
with Annie Hall. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so Keaton was her mother's maiden name. Also, her nickname is Annie, which is where Woody Allen got the title for Annie Hall.
See, it's all tied together. And, of course, we just lost Diane Keaton. She passed away last week. There's Sue's News. It's in the books for a Tuesday afternoon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, we could have had people. We got people on the stream listening in the Mountain Time Zone right now, right? I can just imagine that's how I cover for my errors. David Strom from HotAir.com coming up after the top of the hour. There's some really good reporting in the Free Beacon from our friend Jessica Cotescu on the border crackdown, but not on the migrants coming over the border, something else coming over the border, which has been pretty significant. Jessica's with us this afternoon. How are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks so much for having me.
You were already on my radar because you are a semi-regular guest, but then my friend Scott Jennings said that you were on his show yesterday, and I thought, well, this is a perfect opportunity to swipe a guest from Scott. So that's one of the reasons you're on today. But he's awesome. He's been on my show for many, many years. But really, good reporting here, Jessica, because this is something that I would argue is not being discussed anywhere else in the media, and this is sort of an indirect correlation to the border crackdown that you discovered about fentanyl.
Certainly. Yeah, basically looking at official data from Customs and Border Protection, fentanyl seizures compared to last year are basically cut in half. You know, and really the fentanyl epidemic coming from the southern border really reached its peak in 2023. But even in comparison to last year, it's been halved every single month since President Trump's taken office. For instance, while in June it was only a 42% decrease, in May it was a 70% drop. And so I've spoken to a few subject matter experts, and they really gave credit to the Trump administration for their overarching crackdown at the border.
But what's interesting to me in your reporting is that this is not necessarily because they're catching less fentanyl. It's because the cartels are worried about the Trump policies. They're not trafficking as much. They've backed off. That's what you've discovered, correct?
Yes, essentially. The numbers are an accurate representation of how much fentanyl is being trafficked, because they can't figure out, the cartels don't have many months to figure out new ways to smuggle fentanyl across the border. If they already had these options, they would have done it before the Trump administration came in. They're just not sending in as much fentanyl because they know it's been a priority of the Trump administration, and the Trump administration has really also put the onus on the Mexican government to really deal with their own problem. But I mean, we've seen already like a sweeping range of actions, right? Like with designating the terrorist cartels, designating the cartels as terrorist organizations, all the strikes we've been seeing out in the Caribbean, everything added up together just really shows that the cartels do not want the attention of the American government. And really, they're afraid.
Some of this is really not too difficult to understand from the previous administration perspective. In other words, as you point out, you have, I mean, I don't even know what the number ends up being, 12 million people that are just streaming across the border. And then fentanyl seizures between 2022 and 2023, they skyrocketed, right? They're up by 89%.
Right.
Well, that obviously makes sense because you got more people coming over the border. And I guess now the flip side is true outside of the fact, though, that it seems like the cartels are adjusting what they're doing because of the Trump policy. It's hard for me to believe, though, that they're just going to give up. Are they going to go toward other products here? You, I think, say in your reporting that they're looking at markets outside of the U.S. like Europe while trying to bring other things here to America.
Certainly. Obviously, they're not going to give up. The cartels became, you know, multi-billion dollar businesses during the Biden administration. So they have to make up their revenue somehow. What they've been doing with the fentanyl that they have is that, yes, they've been looking for alternative markets, one of those being Europe. There's been a large uptick in fentanyl in Europe. What they're also doing is just they're just shifting to other drugs that aren't necessarily on a priority list for the administration. Like, for instance, there's been a small uptick in methamphetamine coming over from the southern border. They're going to try to get their revenue in some other way, but it's not fentanyl. And, you know, as we know, and as, you know, your listeners know, fentanyl is just the most dangerous drug. And it's already killed so many million Americans. And even I think during the Biden administration, the Department of Homeland Security seized enough fentanyl to kill 14 billion people. So the fact that fentanyl has been halved compared to last year is just an astronomical success.
That's succeeding. You know, look, it's hard because I know for certain that there are probably people listening right now whose families have been devastated by some of this stuff. There's a pretty good PSA that's been running. I saw it on Fox this morning where they have these kids that are trying fentanyl, you know, normal suburban kids, and that's what's happened. This has not been just like an inner city crack epidemic. These are kids from well-off families in many situations, and they get heavily addicted. But the PSA shows just what one little piece of fentanyl can do to you, kill you, leaving your family without you moving forward. I mean, it's just devastating how many families have been, you know, caught in the crossfires of this particular epidemic. And it's almost like we don't talk about it. You know, it was brought up a little bit during the presidential campaign, but all this stuff is kind of, you know, in the background. Families have to deal with these tragedies, but it never really gets discussed that much in the media.
Yeah, devastating consequences, but of course, you know, a lot of the mainstream media doesn't want to give credit where credit is due. And credit is very much due to the Trump administration for this, at least according to the experts that I've spoken to. It's been they've done all of these things, you know, sending in more agents at the border, expanding the drone fleets that CBP has. All of these separate actions has made a real impact, and I guess will continue to make a big impact. So I look forward to keeping a track of the numbers, and then, you know, maybe I'll come back and let you know if they've gone down even more.
It will. So you did a little, let me ask you a little bit. You did some reporting on the Virginia AG race and the governor's race there in Jay Jones, and you covered the debate last week. It's been just absolutely mysterious for me to sit here in the middle of the country and really not understand how this guy has not been condemned by more Democrats and how he has not pulled out of the race. Now, I had a panelist on my show last week. I do a little roundtable on Fridays, a political roundtable. And one of the answers that one of my Democrats said is because, well, you know, they can't take his name off the ballot. And his point was, if it was a few months ago and they could replace the name off the ballot, all these Democrats would be falling in line. But they can't because they're worried that they're going to lose the seat, which seems, you know, pretty reckless to me. But he didn't do so well at that debate last week, did he?
No, I was there in person. It went pretty much as well as you could have expected. I mean, Meares, I think the Republican candidate, did really, really well. I mean, you know, Jay Jones repeatedly said that, you know, I take responsibility for my actions and for my comments and that they were horrible, et cetera. But how are you taking responsibility? You can't just say that you're taking responsibility. Like, what does that mean? What action is that? You know, you really have to, you have to drop out at that point. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, you should be running anymore.
It's unbelievable. It really is that, you know, even people like Tim Kaine are saying, well, that was horrific, but I've known this guy for 25 years. That's fine. You don't have to drop. No one's asking you to drop your friendship with Jay Jones, right? If you still think he's a stand-up guy. But I think when you look at the facts of this case and you match them up with the particular office that he's seeking in Virginia, it makes it even more egregious. Look, this would be bad if it was a city council, you know, race here in suburban St. Louis, but it's even more crazy that it's on the statewide level. I mean, it's just difficult to understand how the guy is still in that race, Jessica. It really is.
And that's exactly the point that Jason Miar has said, made too during the debate. He said that if he were to apply for a prosecutor, for a job at a prosecutor's office, he would not even pass a background check. So,
yeah. Unbelievable. So do you have a gut check on whether Winsome Sears is closing the gap with Abigail Spanberger? I think Spanberger is still the favorite, right? Winsome is the lieutenant governor. I'm rooting for her. Any gut check on how that's going to close here in the next couple of weeks?
I think the AG race is very much in the favor of the Republican candidate, Miarez. I think, yes, for the governor's race, Winsome Sears is closing the gap. I'm not sure if it's going to be enough because just from my knowledge, I know that the governor's race in Virginia typically goes the opposite of the White House.
Yeah.
So because Trump Republican is in the White House, it didn't really matter who the candidate was going to be. It was already going to be a very tough fight. So I guess we'll see. There's 2.5 weeks left, maybe.
Yeah, not very much. Glenn Youngkin, wasn't favored to win in the first place, I don't think, either. And then that race ended up being very different. So we'll see. I don't know how much the anti-Trump sentiment and then, government workers and all that could be a factor. But look, they've been voting out there for a couple of weeks with the early voting, too.
Yeah, it started 2-3 weeks ago. I'm not really sure. I'm not up to date on the numbers. But, I think most people, or at least more than half, end up voting on Election Day. They're still, they're both Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger are going to be going across the entire state of Virginia, making several stops every day, last second efforts.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see if it pays off.
We're keeping an eye on it from here in the Midwest. Jessica Kosescu, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Jessica. Always great to have you on. All right, let me squeeze a little audio in here that I have been meaning to play here this afternoon. This is, by the way, there's a lot of these out there and it would be expected. You had all these people out there for the so-called No Kings rallies. You know what's fun for me? I mentioned earlier in the show that I was on Facebook today, and I don't always do that, but I had to engage with a couple of idiots out there who, they're bitching about the White House renovations, and I don't get it. So it's $250 million renovation not paid for with taxpayer dollars.
That would
and
be
the White House has
line.
Been the White House has been renovated dozens of times. Somebody on Facebook with a string that I popped in on said, "You don't understand, Mark Rudin. This is history being erased." Shut the F up, you idiots. But this is even better. And this is where I'm a little disappointed in myself, because the next time they do one of these, I should probably go out there and ask the questions that some of these other folks did. Why are you here?
What brings you out today?
No King's Day.
And why specifically are you out supporting No King's Day?
I think protest is important.
Why are you protesting?
How much time do you have?
A couple minutes.
She doesn't know.
What's the main reason?
She has no idea.
Protesting President Trump.
I agree with a lot of the decisions that are being made.
Really?
Is there any decision in particular you disagree with?
Name one.
I would start with Well,
oh my gosh!
I don't even think it's appropriate for me to have this interview.
Yeah, first of all, she sounded a little liquored up, right? But they have no idea. It's just like if you have liberal friends and they bring up the court cases, and one in New York in particular, have them explain to you what Trump was found guilty of. Just say, "Hey, what was he found guilty of?" They don't know. They'll have no answer for you. It's a fun game. Play it at Thanksgiving. Here's Batyangar Sargon on No Kings.
These protests were overwhelmingly white. They were overwhelmingly elderly people, older people. Now, again, white boomers have the right to have a mass therapy session about the fact that Donald Trump won. But to call it a No Kings protest, to act like he is a king, is so utterly preposterous. This is a man who won the popular vote. He won every swing state. He is a person who is enacting the exact agenda he promised he was going to enact while he was campaigning. And so what they are actually protesting is the absolute perfection of American democracy, where a person campaigned on an agenda, won the popular vote, and is now enacting that agenda. So it was actually a protest of democracy, all of which is to say the only way to greet such a preposterous proposition, calling this a no kings rally when it's actually an anti-democracy rally, is to crap on it. I'm sorry. It's to basically make fun of it. And I think that that has been the Trump administration's approach. They didn't try to stop it, God forbid, because he's not a king. They allowed them to have their say. They allowed them to go out there, and then they made fun of them.
Yeah. And this is the same thing that's going on, like, with all these Facebook posts about it. These things take on a life of their own. All these idiots are posting about this, your liberal friends, who, I'm sorry, if you're posting about that in particular, you're a freaking moron, okay? Because it's dumb. The White House has undergone dozens of renovations. This is another one, and you're not on the hook for it, like you were when 12 million people streamed over the border, and now nobody's coming over the border and fentanyl's down. That's such a terrible thing. Oh, my God. Donald Trump is so evil. Such an evil, evil person. On the East Wing stuff, here's the idiots on the... It's just so ridiculous. Here's the View talking about this.
You don't own it. You cannot take it down. You don't own it.
Tacky, gaudy, nasty ballroom.
He's pooping on the American people.
What are you talking about? And I guarantee you, that when this project is finished, people will walk into that ballroom, heads of state from all over the planet, because we are the country that everyone looks up to.
Yes.
We are the most powerful country.
Yes.
And by the way, we were not the most powerful country on the planet a year ago.
Yes.
I promise you that. That's changed. But they're so pissy. This is what they have. This is what
Mark,
they have. They're mad about the East Wing.
If any other president
they
did
would
it.
Be heaping
yes.
praise on this like crazy. Here, listen to this.
But to take literally a wrecking ball to the White House.
I can't.
It's grotesque. It's just grotesque. Yeah,
this,
far different.
It's painful. I mean, this is historic
painful.
Structure.
It's history being torn to shreds.
I mean, there's so much beauty and history in the East Wing. So it's sad to see that, you know, that huge hole there.
Shut up. Shut up. You have no idea how much I could say the word that begins with F right now. You have no idea, because these people are ridiculous. And here's Trump talking about this thing. And it's a success. People should be talking about it, and people should be happy about it.
We're building a world-class ballroom. You know, for 150 years, they've wanted a ballroom here. We don't have a ballroom. We have a little cocktail area, but we don't have a ballroom. The East Room, it's called, is a very small cocktail area. It holds about 88 people if it's tight. And I said, if I do this again, I'm going to get a ballroom built, and we're putting up our own money. With the government is paying for nothing. You probably hear the beautiful sound of construction to the back. You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound. Other people don't like it. I love it, Josh. I think when I hear that sound, it reminds me of money. In this case, it reminds me of lack of money, because I'm paying for it. So it's the opposite.
Yeah, some of the money is coming from Trump himself.
Yep.
So it's incredible. The amount of Trump derangement syndrome that exists out there is still at a hall of fame. And he keeps poking them. Wait till you hear the Harry Enten numbers. Scarborough's making the case, oh, Trump's getting killed on this. His numbers are higher than ever. And they have to admit it on CNN.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.